I won't recognize individually everyone who is here, but there are a few people that I truly want to ask to step up and stand up and let us recognize you. And I'd like to begin with Ed and Susan Estes. Please. Ed is from Richmond, and I went down to make many calls and visits with Ed. Usually, I would have to get him off of a piece of equipment like the one that's down here now, that backhoe, or a bulldozer, because Ed still likes to get out and move some dirt around. But we had a chance to visit. I got to share this vision with him from the beginning. He was really the first person who came on board, and came on board in a big way. And Ed, on behalf of all of the faculty, staff, and students at this university, we want to say thank you, and thank you to you both. Dick and Shirley Roberts, I'd like to ask them to stand, if you would. Dick and Shirley visited with us, I was going to say last year, but it's really year before last now, isn't it? For a class reunion. And I think at the time, Dick was caught up in the commitment of this institution to its students. He was caught up in the talent of our students. I recall looking at his face, I don't think I've ever told him this, but looking at his face when the chorale was performing. And you could see, though he's not a graduate, I think he's a graduate of the Naval Academy, you could see that he shared the pride that Shirley had in her alma mater. And we talked, and he worked with some of our staff, and he said that he wanted to make a significant commitment to this building in Shirley's behalf. And they also became members of this community of support for our new building. And I want to say thank you to both of you as well. Finally, I'd like to recognize Dr. Elizabeth Swallow. Dr. Swallow became interested in this project because of a student-teacher relationship. A member of our faculty, Eric Ruppel, who is one of our piano faculty, provided lessons for Dr. Swallow. And she began to learn more about our program, more about his work, really understood what we were trying to achieve, and said, I want to support that. And as a result, she made a gift commitment, which ultimately enabled us to purchase a considerable number of pianos, I'll just say that, that then enabled us to become a Steinway school, one of the few in the country. And we are extremely proud of that recognition, and we're extremely happy that she had that personal experience with one of our faculty that led to that kind of gift. So we want to say thank you to Elizabeth. While I'm not going to do it individually, there are other, if that first group were the champions, I'll say change makers, people who have made it possible to really put superb finishing touches on this project that truly will make it state of the art, and of which all of us can be proud. And those folks, for those who are standing, those folks are sitting right here, and I hope that you will join me and expressing thanks to all of them. Thank you so much. We thank you for being here on this day. I'm sorry that it's raining, but I think everybody shares my sentiments. We needed this so badly, we'll put up with a little rain. Thank you very much for being here.
you, Dr. Rose, for your leadership and commitment to the arts and to this university. We have invited a number of representatives from among our partners to help us break ground for the Performing Arts Center. We're going to accomplish this in two groups. I'm going to invite folks by name to come up and to take a shovel and to stand together for a photograph. And we'll have to pose just a little bit so we make sure we document this well. And then I'll signal you to turn the dirt. Our first group includes President Rose and the lead donors for the Performing Arts Center, Ed and Susan Estes, Dick and Shirley Roberts, Elizabeth Swallow, and Judy Strickler. Joining them are John Offley, president of the JMU Alumni Association, and Elaine Hinsdale, immediate past president of the Alumni Association. I think there will be some sharing of shovels here. Denise Whitman, wife of our former dean, Richard Whitman, who believed in the importance of the arts and championed this project from almost the moment he stepped foot on this campus in 1987 until his untimely death last fall. In addition, Charlie King, Vice President for Administration and Finance, and Doug Brown, Provost and Vice President for Academic Affairs. Bill Buck, Director of the School of Theater and Dance. Jeff Schowell, Director of the School of Music. And we round out this group with our future. The students representing the class of 2011, Daniel Snyder, a first-year musical theater student, Sharika Daniels, a first-year dance major, and Erica Hurt and Chris Walton, first-year music major.